Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. The 2015 finalists are cornerback Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Joseph, Garrett Graham, and Cecil Shorts. Every vote automatically enters you to win a Whataburger VIP pack, which includes tickets to a Texans game and front-of-the-line access to the Community Player of the Year appearance. This year's appearance will be held at the Whataburger in Pearland on Shadow Creek Parkway. And welcome back to the show. Mark, these guys are nominated for a reason because they are out in the community doing great things, and this week was no different for a couple other Houston Texans.
Well, that's big. You know, the Texans want to do great things for Houston, and two players that you might not know much about, John Simon and Brian Peters. Peters a great special teams player, Simon an outside linebacker. They were helping some kids at the Boys and Girls Club.
We were really excited to have the Texans out to have Help Serve Kids Cafe, which is our meal program. We serve about 100 kids a hot meal every day, and it was really wonderful to have the Texans there to hand out the food and cupcakes and just let the kids see that other people in the community care about them. It was really, really neat.
Yeah, it's just a great experience to come out here and help the community and with kids who may not be privileged enough to go home and receive dinner and to be able to see how blessed we are on a daily basis and just to interact and have a good time. So, Brian, tell us what we're doing out here today.
We're at the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago, and we're here with a program called Kids Cafe, where kids that don't have access to food or meals post-school and in the summertime.
You said Chicago.
I'm sorry about saying Chicago. I used to volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago.
Where are we?
We're in Houston.
Can you sing us a song?
For Houston?
Just
a song about Houston? No, I can't sing.
And tell us how we're going about spending time with the kids today.
We're here at Kids Cafe in Houston, Texas. It's a program built for supplying meals to kids that don't have access to them either during school or in the summertime.
So Chicago is not Houston, but, you know, that speaks to the nature of this business, Patty. These players are playing all over the place, played in college, Northwestern, and, you know, guys are in different cities all the time. It's kind of like being a rock band.
Yes, that is the reality of the sport. But from reality to fantasy.
Fantasy, that's right. You need advice on your fantasy team because it stinks. John Harris can help you out.
Hey, everybody, it's FanDuel Formula time. Whether your fantasy football team is headed for the playoffs or you're just playing daily fantasy at FanDuel, I got three running backs to add to your roster. So let's start in New England with LeGarrette Blount. Yeah, the Patriots got beat by the Broncos. So I can pretty much guarantee with no wide receivers healthy, they're going to run the football. That means a lot of Blount. And at $6,900, that's pretty good value against the Eagles. The Eagles can't stop anybody. Let's hop to Kansas City, where Spencer Ware has taken over, a former LSU star, as the key guy in Kansas City. This guy's a pretty sneaky pickup, and at $6,500, relatively inexpensive, taking on Oakland this week. And the last one, a guy the Texans held in check, Chris Ivory. Look for him to explode. It's not really a road game. He's playing the Giants, so they're staying in the home stadium. I think Ivory could have a really big ball game, and at $7,100, pretty good value. There are three running backs to use for FanDuel or for your fantasy football playoffs.
I always pay attention to that. Not that I advise Vanderkid on his team, which won again last week, by the way.
He always does. All right, one final timeout here on the show, but when we come back, Mark's favorite part.
Dear Drew, don't miss it.
Stay with us.